think it's safe to say that Tisha B'Av is the most difficult day of Jewish calendar. It's difficult because it represents Korban Beis HaMikdash. What really makes it very complicated and difficult is that we don't know what Beis HaMikdash really means. And we don't know how to be Mesiachis to the day and to the Avodah of the Yom. As Chazal tell us that it's in Avelis Yishana. We've been mourning the loss of the Beis HaMikdash for 2,000 years. And we haven't gotten it down right. And the Avelis continues. But we struggle very much, although we want very much to do what's right on this day. And for the masses, out of not knowing what to do, how to be Mesiachis to Tisha B'Av, it's for the most part in our communities become a day of chizuk, a day of inspiration, trying as best as we can to try to hold on to something, to walk away and to say we had a good Tisha B'Av. That there perhaps was a moment where a person felt inspired. That he can say that he gained, that it was different than a regular day in the week. And that's a tremendous accomplishment. But if we wanted to be brutally honest with ourselves and to reflect upon what is the essence of Tisha B'Av, what's the mitzvah Hayom? Was the day a good day? Was it in the flavor of Tisha B'Av? Because every day is a good day for inspiration. Every day is a good day to work on Sinas Chinam, Avas Yisrael, Limud HaTorah, and Davening. But we're doing whatever we can to try to hold on to this day, which is such an enigma. It's such a pella and a side, the oimek of this day. And how it is, the mere fact that the Rabbanu Shalom for thousands of years is okay with it being another Tisha B'Av. So let's try for the few minutes which we have in Mitzvah Hashem to try to uncover some layers into what Tisha B'Av means. It's called a Moed. It has its own Seder of Mitzvahs and Avodas Hayom, like any other Yontiv. And although perhaps what we may be saying along the path may be Madrigas which are above us, but it still means something to aspire to and to hope to understand. And if we can understand the difference between where we are and where we could be. And there's many different directions which we can take this conversation. How a tzaddik is Mesiachis to such a day. Just to have that das and that awareness and to know what to be striving for is of enormous value for us. We know that Mesilas Yesharim is a sefer which we could honestly say perhaps maybe just the first few prakim are shaykh to us. Yet it's incumbent on each and every one of us to learn the entire Sinsilas Hashem and to say, this belongs to me, this relates to me. That we don't come to a discussion of the inyan of the importance of Churban Beis HaMikdash in the life of a Jew who's on the Sulam of Pinchas Ben Yair, Mesilas Yashayim, until the Perek which deals with the Midas HaChassidus, Perek Yates, which is very, very far down. And when we say Chassidus, we don't mean the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov Chassidus per se. It means somebody who's a Chassid, who goes with Nei Shor Sadin, as the Mesilas Yashayim explains and he describes. Like we see in our daily lives, that although there's a bracha in Shmona Esrei, Yishlaim Ircha, Es Tzemach David, which pertain to Churban Beis HaMikdash and what that implies, but the Avodas Hayom on a daily basis, which relates most to Tisha B'Av and the Zman of Yemei HaMitzrayim, is Tikkun Chatzos. And Tikkun Chatzos is not a chayva. It's a midas hachasidus. And even today, great tzaddikim attested to the fact that we don't really know how to do tikkun chatzos. Vila the Jukhavir said that when we do tikkun chatzos, we do it al das the tzaddikim who knew how to do it. And this is a very great person who said such a thing. But how interesting is that it's brought down in the very first siman in Shulchan Aruch. That Yerushalayim is doig and he's misabel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. As soon as we enter into the world of halacha and how a Jew is supposed to conduct himself on a daily basis, we see right away there's an inyan of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's Rosh V'Rishon, right up there with the Ramaz Shivisi Hashem Leneg Bisamin. Simen Aleph, Sekatan Aleph. So what is Tisha B'Av? This one perspective of what the day represents. To understand Tisha B'Av, we need to understand Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal used the term Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we use it very loosely, term Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we focus a lot about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. When we say the word Beis HaMikdash, we think about whatever that Beis HaMikdash really looked like. We think about the Eitzim HaAvanim of the Beis HaMikdash. We think about the Guf of the Beis HaMikdash. That's part and parcel of the reason why it doesn't speak to us so much, because it's a bias. It's Eitzim HaAvanim. We don't understand the impact of what this bias means. It's not Lahavdil Alfi Abdullah's like the White House. Which is from where the entire operation of this country is running and operating. The Beis HaMikdash means something completely different. Completely different to Yerushalayim, completely different to Eretz Yisrael, completely different to the whole world, not just the whole world and all the universes, but all the Olamos. Everything in creation. Beis HaMikdash is a term that Chazal used to refer to everything. The purpose of creation. The Beis HaMikdash represents Kavod Shamayim. Represents simcha in the world. It represents tachlis in the world. It represents that the way that things should be, the original intent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when we say the words Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there's a switch which goes off in our minds, we're like, oh, Churban Beis HaMikdash means the destruction of the house of Hashem. Churban Beis HaMikdash means infinite times much more than that. it means Chilul Hashem. That the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in ruins. That the enemies have the upper hand. The blasphemy, the desecration. The Kavod of Bnei Yisrael, the Kavod HaTorah. The purpose of creation. The Atzus. The whole world is Margish. Every single person, every single creation, in this world and in all the worlds, is affected by the center of the world, which is called the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a mistake to think that because there's no Beis HaMikdash, we can't do Aliyah L'Regel, and we can't bring Korbanos, and in Melech there's no Melech, so we can't bring Makam Mitzvah of Melech. And this mitzvah of Tzlius Ba'aretz, which would come along with Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. It's a mistake to think that the Dini HaTorah and the mitzvah HaTorah are affected by Churban Beis HaMikdash and that's it. Something which is beyond any gvul, beyond any tzimtzum to explain in words properly what it means not having a Beis HaMikdash. Take a look at Sefer Shemais. How many psukim and repetitions are dedicated towards the description of the base of the Mishkan, the description of the kelim in the Mishkan, and the bigdei kohanim who serve in the Mishkan, and all of Sefer Vayikra speaking about the korbanos of the Mishkan. There's a whole Torah which in Golos we could just kind of chop out and say it like it's not nogea. But the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah he spends so much time speaking about the Mishkan, it's because it's so chavev to him. Like the Ramban says that the whole purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Matan Torah was to make a Mishkan. That the Geula was not complete until there was a Mishkan, that there should be Shechina Batachtoinu, which is the original intent of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Well, it's very easy to use the terms Churban Beis HaMikdash, but we don't know what it means. So there's like this Pesach, and then there's Chol HaMoed, and it could be a Tuesday in the middle of the week somewhere, and then there's Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av is beyond the ramifications, implications of what it means a day like Tisha B'Av. And so for that matter, we've been in Golos for 2,000 years, and we can read the Mesillas Yesharim, and he can teach us that there's something which is called mitzvos. We need to do them in this world. Those who do them, who keep them, will be rewarded in the next world, and those who don't will be punished in the next world. And we can live a God-fearing life as we live day to day. But the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we call it Yiddishkeit. And we wake up every morning and we daven and we learn Torah. And we make an account and a cheshbon and nefesh of the mitzvahs which we do, and we look forward to the schar in the next world. And we can go through a whole life of living a serious Yiddish life without being Messiachis of the Beis HaMikdash. Like the formula still works. Like we could be a Yid and there's still a Yiddishkeit. And go through 120 years and not be Margish. That the whole matzav of the life lived was a complete and total bidiyad. Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, is called the Eina Shalayla. It's the eye of the world. It's as if to say that it's a window in time and in space in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu peers into the world and he's Mashkiach. But what it also means is that the Beis HaMikdash gives us a perspective, a different perspective on the world. That if a person who incorporates Beis HaMikdash and its relevance, its binyana and its korbana into one's life, the way that one sees the world is completely different than another Yid who's sitting next to him in shul. That they're living the same Yiddishkeit. But this one has an Einu Shel Olam, and this one doesn't have an Einu Shel Olam. That the yachas which I have to Torah and Mitzvahs is completely different than the person next to me. Because Tisha B'Av and the ramifications are cosmic. They're B'li Gvul. Hashem Baruch Hu gave us two eyes because we can see things in different ways. We can see it with the right eye or with the left eye. We can see it from this side or from that side. If you're looking at the same Torah and the same mitzvahs, but have a totally different perspective. We could be living on the same block and send our kids to the same school and daven at the same shul. But so if we're living a different Yiddishkeit. An example of this would be the following. Two people come off the plane and they make their way over, of course, the first stop, everybody knows, go to the Kaisa. Go to the Kaisa. They both show up, they get out of the car, they're walking down the steps, they could see the Kaisa in the distance. First guy looks at the Kaisa and he says, wow, Kaisa Maravi. Finally, it took me 12 hours plus to get here. The Kaisel Maravi. And he goes, and he comes to the wall, and he kisses it, and he davens, and he takes pictures. Kaisel Maravi. Holiest place on earth. And he makes a phone call, and he says, Ma'ata, I'm at the Kaisel. I'm davening for you. Their shines are good. What a sweet Jew. They have another yid. He's walking down the steps. He sees the koisel in the distance. And he looks at the koisel maravi and he says, what? What is the koisel maravi? The koisel maravi is just a shirine with the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And then he takes the whole thing into perspective. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And he looks a little bit over the Kaisel and he sees a mosque. And he says, what is that? On the side of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mosque. And he's like, what do you do in this type of a situation? Is there a halacha? Is there a din? So he turns to the guy next to him and says, what are you supposed to do right now? He says, I don't know. Let's look it up in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, you're supposed to tear Kriya now. The first guy's like, what about my shirt? I don't know, I should be miyachid a shirt which I tear kriya with. Maybe I should take it off and do it on my undershirt. The halachic response teaches us the neshama of the matzah. The response that a Jew is supposed to have when he sees the Kaisel Maravi. Somehow Kaisel Maravi translates into the words wailing wall. What's the pshat wailing wall? The wall cries. This is a wall who has no friend. He's 2,000 years old and he's been standing by himself. Eicha yashva badar. The Ein Menachem Lo. I say that the Chazon Ish went once to the Kaisel Maravi and never came back. Because he couldn't deal with the tsar of coming to the Kaisel Maravi. It was his first stop and his last stop. It's a different Yiddishkeit. The two people looking at the same wall and have two totally different connections to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's one place on earth which makes worlds of a difference. in our individual avodah and yachas to the Baruch Shalom. It could be said when you're looking at a glass and it's half full, we could look at the glass and we could say, as a mashal to what that's for, that listen, Yiddishkeit is great. We daven every day, we still learn Torah, we do chesed, there's lots of mitzvahs which I do every day, we do tefillin, we could shake the lulav on sukkahs too, put up the zuzas, lots of things which we could do. The glass is half full. And then comes a day like Tisha B'Av, which says, no, the glass half empty. It's not Beis HaMikdash. A lot of mitzvahs which we can't do. But when you're ma'amik and what that means, Tisha B'Av, you come out with the maskana that, not that the glass is half empty. The glass is like 99% empty. Because what we have from Yiddishkeit is mamash shirayim. Shirayim. Of what life was like in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Things kind of went downhill from there. But we really don't know what it means. Life with the Beis HaMikdash. And what that represents, Beis HaMikdash. It's one day on the Jewish calendar which really is koilel all the days. And it sends tremors throughout the entire year. It affects every single day. But there's one day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates for us to look at and to say the glass is 99% empty. A different Eino Shel Olam. A mabat, a perspective from Churban Beis HaMikdash to the entire world. There's a din when we build a bias. So we have to leave a part of the binyan, part of the home, has to be left untouched, without any plaster. And alma al alma lezeifer churban Beis HaMikdash. One alma by one alma as a zeifer to the churban. Rabbi say it may only be an alma al alma, but the message of the alma al alma means that this home is incomplete. It may be just one Tisha B'Av on the 355-day calendar. But it's saying the entire Shana is incomplete. We have this, we have that, we have this, yeah, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? I daven every single day. Three times a day, come all the mitzvahs d'oraisas, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's just a few words, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. But what that means, but there's no Beis HaMikdash, is that the ikar is missing. Because this ikar has to do with the tachlis of ma'aseh bereishis. That the whole matzah, therefore, is just a giant b'diavad. Because of us. Bava Nisena Arab. The B'der Chalatza, you know that the word but in Lashon HaKodesh is like aval. Aval zeh. Aval zeh. The word aval also means like evil. It's like but this. When we reflect on the emptiness, it's very uncomfortable. Tisha B'Av is a very uncomfortable day. We don't like to see the glass half empty. We don't like to see our lives half empty. We try to have a good perspective, to have an ayin tova. but it's a different Ino Shel Oila. And again, it's not a stira to the Ein Tayla, which we can have, but it's the day that we're forced into seeing the truth that the glass is empty. And to accept that, and to be slave of that, and to take responsibility for that, and to acknowledge the truth. Like Rashi says that the word aval also means nachayin, emes and nachayin. And that truth is very painful. Hashem doesn't want pain, which is sheker. If there's pain, it's because the emes is very sharp. It's very hard for us to handle that. We don't like that it makes us uncomfortable and we have to do things which are uncomfortable for us. An uncomfortable Yiddishkeit on Tisha B'Av is like, who wants that? Who wants to be uncomfortable? But it's an amal amal, which Hashem who says, sorry, this is the truth. This is the truth. After so many years of Galus, and we've successfully, in the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, in the ruins of what could be, what was, we've managed to make a Yiddishkeit and a Yiddish life in Galus. To build Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos, perhaps to even thrive in Galus. So much Torah. So many shalos and tshuva sarim. And of course, this is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's all the kavana, and it was the ratzon mitchila l'kach. And there's going to be a very, very big nechama from the whole thing that we're going to say about it, gamzu d'chayva, couldn't have been any way else. And we're going to be moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the tzar, for all the yisrael, the vaday. But we have to recognize on the day of truth that it's a Yiddishkeit which was just made out of the ruins. But we came to the site of the Beis HaMikdash and we found the brick over here and we found some wood over there. And we were like, how are we going to put something together? Let's just put something together out of whatever ruins is left. And then we're sitting in these ruins and we're like so happy that we're... That's what it's like. We go from day to day like living life in this churva. It's like a person who sits in the sukkah for 8 days, 7 days, and the kedushas of sukkah is there, and after 7 days he gets used to it, and he's like, oh, it's nice to sit in the sukkah. And then he continues sitting in the sukkah for the whole year, until the tenth half comes away. He's like, you're sitting in a hut. Like, go back to your house. It was only good for the time that the shechina was there. It's not l'chatchila to sit in the hut. For the first 7 days of Sukkot, it was called a sukkah. Now it's just a hut. That's what Tisha B'Av is like. It's like somebody tapping us on the shoulder and saying, living in churba. And you think that this is life? Very hard day, but we have to be very grateful that there's a day like this. Any day is good for inspiration. We need to be inspired constantly. We need to find opportunities to do more mitzvahs and to stay away from averus and to improve our davening and to improve our learning and to be b'nei aliyah and to be striving for more. That's every day. But there's Tisha B'Av one day a year, which is not just a day for inspiration. We should walk away and say, we had a good Tisha B'Av. It digs very deep. It digs literally to the shayrish of the Briya. to the tachlis of creation. And touches up the whole life and the whole existence of which we're living as being a lechatchila versus a b'diavad. And Kadosh Baruch Hu avada, he'll show that everything was a lechatchila. Everything was a lechatchila. But that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu to be megala. He could be megala lechatchila of the ruins in which we live. But mitzidinu, from our perspective, the Ein Shel Olam tells us that by Nisein HaRabim, we're living in a big b'diavad. And all the simchas which we make, and all the good times which we have, and all the successes which we have, which we'll remember for many years, we look back at those memories, they're all in the book of Bidyev. We're not yet that place that Tisha B'Av should be emayed, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, we're back in the world of the Lechatchila. There's still one big but, one big ava, which is cast over the world. Everybody's living in that ava. This is the truth of Tisha B'Av. The strive on our level, and I'm very far from that, and I'm saying things which are beyond, but just to connect and to understand, just to have the das of that MS. But to go through the Tisha B'Av of the fast and getting involved in the details of the halacha is amazing. But we have to understand that the halacha is conditioning us to understand the pshinias hayoyim. It's uncomfortable to fast. It's uncomfortable to not wear leather shoes. It's uncomfortable to not to wash your hands and to have a chitza. It's only an amal amal, Rabbi say. The halachas of the day, it's just an ama lama. It doesn't like totally throw us off. But the ama lama is shouting to us. And his rachmanas, he doesn't make it hard for us, but he's saying, it's not just an ama lama. We need a lot of siyata d'shma, that Baruch Hu should open up our hearts and to open up our eyes to take the hisayrus of this day and that flavor of what Tisha B'Av offers in its unique way, to be able to be hoylich, to strive for a connection in a Yiddishkeit which has these nekudos. If he so wishes that it should continue. We know that Tisha B'Av is an Yisrat sign. As much as we wish and hope to connect to that truth and connect to that MS, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Rachmanas, which is Ein Soif Mamesh, his infinite kindness, he should be Megala, the real truth. The MS Lamitoi, that behind the truth of this Korban is that there's always been a lechatchila, and never ever, even in the korban of the Ein Shel Olam, was he ever masalik his hashgacha. We should be zeicha to a higher ayin, to a higher vision. Baruch Hu should be megala that or that rachmanas, to restore the Beis Hamikdash and everything what that implies. Kavod Shemayim, Kavod HaTorah, Kavod Yisrael, Tachlis Avriya, Yisbuch Hashem, Yisrael Gil Aretz, Beis Goyal Tzedek, Meher Amin Woman.